Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Every year, Louisiana gardeners see amazingly beautiful beds of pansies, violas, dianthus, snapdragons, and many others whose peak blooming season is around April. Wanting to create the same beauty in their gardens, they go out to the nurseries in April and purchase these plants and plant them in their gardens. Invariably, they're disappointed when their plants never achieve the spectacular results they saw in other people's gardens. Well, there's a reason for this. The most spectacular mid to late season displays of cool season bedding plants were planted back in the fall. Early planting allows these bedding plants to develop into larger plants with robust root systems, and by the time the crescendo of blooming arrives, they're really ready to put on quite a show in April. Cool season bedding plants planted in April cannot and never will achieve the beauty of those planted earlier. The key, then, to outstanding beautiful beds of spring flowering bedding plants is early planting, and you know what? It is not too late. Cool season bedding plants planted in February still have plenty of time to make nice robust plants that will provide plenty of outstanding displays of flowers in late March, April, and into the early part of May. Area nurseries are well stocked with transplants of cool season bedding plants right now, and you should be able to select just the types and colors you desire for your garden. At this point, it's too late to plant seeds of cool season bedding plants, so you should use transplants. Select cool season bedding plants so that the colors are harmonious. Colors should be grouped together in masses, and try not to use too many different colors in the same bed. That really creates a more chaotic visual scene. The visual display in an area where a few colors are used in masses is generally really effective and more attractive than sprinkling many colors throughout a bed. Cool season flowers also come in a wide variety of shapes and sizes, from the ground-hugging alyssum and lobelia to the towering hollyhocks and delphiniums. Besides color, then, plant height should also be considered when selecting and placing the bedding plants into your landscape. There are lots of cool season flowers that can be planted in the garden now. Now remember, these are hardy plants that love to grow when it's chilly to cool. They love nights in the 30s and daytime highs in the 50s and 60s. And they're even cold hardy down into the freezing temperatures. Most of these are hardy down to around 20 degrees, and many of them tolerate temperatures in the teens. Now, that means you can plant them now without any worry about whatever freezes we may have here in the month of February. Now, some of the plants that you can find at your local nurseries that would be wonderful to plant now include alyssum, annual phlox, bachelor's buttons, calendula, columbines, delphiniums, dianthus in all its many different forms, diasia, dusty millers with their bright silvery foliage, foxgloves, geraniums, hollyhocks, larkspur, lobelia, nicotiana, ornamental cabbage and kale, pansy, petunia, snapdragon, and viola. Now, is that quite a choice? Purchase them and get them planted now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.